Thank you for joining us this week, Charmaine.
Well, good morning, Marcus. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So let's talk about Main Street. And so what is a Main Street? What are the benefits of being a Main Street? And how do you get help to receive the work you do?
Well, that's a great question. Main Streets are part of a national program. So in the early 80s, malls were the big thing in communities all across the country. And what they did was they emptied out all the businesses and killed a lot of the businesses in our historic downtowns. So that is also where, though, we have a lot of our great historic properties. So the National Park Service and the National Trust for Historic Preservation saw this and saw these buildings going into disrepair and started the Main Street program. And so Main Streets are all across the country, and they were specifically designed for economic development and historic preservation in our historic downtowns. So there's the national program, and then there's state programs. Not all states have them. We're really lucky in New Mexico that we do. And the New Mexico Main Street oversees about 36 programs within the state, and it is housed in our state's economic development department. We do not get money from the state or the national Main Street, but we do get a lot of services, and we can talk about those. We do fundraising, and all of our projects are grant funded. So that's a big part of my job, is just finding funding to do some of the economic development that we do for our community. So if you're in a Main Street, and our historic Main Street is defined as San Vicente over to Cooper, over to College, and over then to the east on Bullard Street, one of the benefits is that we do a lot of promotion. We are not a membership organization. We accept donations. We're very grateful for our donations, but we don't require you to give us money in order for us to help you. So we do promotions for the whole area, and people know about the Lighted Christmas Parade and Taste of Downtown and now the Urban Challenge Fun Run. But we've done a lot. We really kicked it into overdrive during this COVID time. So we have links on our website. I wanted to talk about our website today too, to resources from the state. And a lot of that is just how to get to a lot of the resources. So we do a lot of sharing of that. We did a lot of Love Local radio ads this year to promote people to go and shop downtown. We had our carry out Facebook campaign, our Go Fund Local. And one of the big things that we're doing right now is our small business assistance program. And these are forgivable loans that we got grant money from New Mexico Oil and Gas Association and the town of Silver City to provide funds for basically any kind of infrastructure project for a business that helps it stay in business, helps it keep going. So that's happening right now. The deadline for that is March 12th. And so we'll be going through that and helping businesses with that. So that's some of the benefits of being downtown, is that you have this organization that's part of a state department that's also part of a national organization. And I just shout out this morning to businesses within the district that they are offering this year at our virtual national Main Street conference, a small business day, and some great conference topics. They're offering that free to some of the downtown merchants. So I just shout that out. So one of the big benefits is that you get access to these resources. And some of the other resources you get are from the state. We have revitalization specialists. So although we don't get money from the state, we get resources. So we've had several businesses downtown receive help from the state's architect, who comes down and looks at what you should be doing to preserve your building or make it better. Recently, there's money funneled through a pilot project through the Park Service for historic preservation, and we're working on that with four different property owners. So there's just a lot of benefits. You want to be downtown. Downtowns are the heart and soul of a community, and you're not alone. You have the Main Street program to support you. So if you talk to state and local officials or people in economic development and you say Main Street, they know what you're talking about. We're kind of quiet, and we operate within our district, so lots of times people don't really know about us or what we do. So I appreciate this opportunity, because we actually have done a lot in the past 35 years. We have a great website, www.silvercitymainstreet.com, and that had lists a lot of what we do. And I wanted to really shout out to our business and properties page. And I'm looking at that right now. So if you go to silvercitymainstreet.com/business/, you'll come to that. And it's a business guide. We're not updating that till we're out of COVID, but it is there. So you can see all the businesses that are downtown. There's a map of downtown. There's an available property list, which we update monthly. And three things are up now that were not there a month ago. And again, this is help from our New Mexico Main Street Revitalization Specialists. We now have a property owner toolkit. We've shot this out and it was approved by the town and we've given it to the Realtor Association. And it's basically if you buy a property, not only within the Main Street District, but anywhere in town, this is all the steps you need to do if you want to find out about getting permits and everything. So it's 8 pages. It has links to all the things that you need. So we're really excited about that. And that was put together for us and the town by our New Mexico Main Street Revitalization Specialist. And her name is Rena Serna, who worked on that. We also did this past year, knowing, as we said a couple times ago, we had 11 business closures, but 13 opens. Well, these people are coming into these empty buildings. So what do you pay for rent? What's a fair rent? So we did a survey, and this is going to become an annual survey, a market analysis of commercial lease rates in the downtown district. So if you want to negotiate a lease rate, and you want to know what other people are paying. This was all done confidentially, so we just have the numbers, but it does it by square footage. So you can kind of figure out what's a fair rate for the property I'm trying to be interested in. And the other thing that we just put up is signage guidelines. These are guidelines that are from national main streets across the country, and that's on our business page as well. So these are just some of the things that are available to people they may not be aware of, but our website isn't just like who we are, it has a lot of resources on it. So we encourage you to check that out. On our homepage, we have the Small Business Assistance Program information on that. So we are encouraging property owners and businesses to apply for that through March 12th so that they can get some improvements. So there's a lot going on and a lot of things that we do to help our downtown areas.
You do make it very accessible. I just pulled up the website here and I just like the way it's laid out, to be honest, especially this property owner toolkit. It's very, very, very well laid out and makes it really simple for someone that's interested in doing that to come downtown. Are there any additional benefits to being downtown?
Yeah. I mean, you're in, again, I said the heart and soul. Most downtowns are looked at as like a community's living room. It's the place you want to go hang out. And then you have the Main Street program behind you because we're trying to make the area as nice as possible. This past year, we finished the Main Street Plaza. We're now working on, we helped get funding for a parklet that's going in on the corner of Texas and Yankee. We're working with the youth mural program to put a tile mural on the Main Street Plaza's restroom building. And now I'm working on some grants to get some other placemaking done in the downtown area. So that's a big thing, is that we are constantly looking at ways to improve the area so it makes it more attractive. One of the more recent things as well was the Stories from Our Streets, which is a downtown walking tour. And we have plans to do more and more placemaking and activities that makes it fun to be downtown and makes it the place you want to be. It's very walkable. And nationally, when people are relocating, we know from Blake and Sam Costello that the housing market is really hot right now. They're looking for walkable downtowns. Right now, it's very challenging to find a home in the downtown area because it's the most desirable area. People want to be in walking distance of shops, of coffee houses, of restaurants, and amenities. And that's our downtown. And people really want that walking distance. So that's another reason why you want to be downtown, because this is the place people want to be. I was on a presentation yesterday for a funder, and they were talking about, they love Silver City and they like that they can come downtown and just walk around. People like that. So it's the place to be. You want to open your business. And then we, as a Main Street program, will help you. So if you have questions, we'll help you as much as we can. We'll connect you to the resources. And again, we have our New Mexico Revitalization Specialists, like architects and property developers, that our property owner toolkit was developed by Rhea, who does that. And so we have these people who are, have our backs, basically, and will help us on any of the situations that come up. So, yeah, that's why.
And you mentioned the property owner's toolkit, and there's got to be some more resources. Could you tell us about that?
As far as, so this is on our website. This is the resources for that. And then funding, you know, we work hard to get funding to provide more resources, but the homepage, if you go to our homepage, you'll see that we have a link to New Mexico Main Street. And again, they're kind of like doing a whole, basically being a go-to place. So if you click on business resources from New Mexico Main Street, and we have a hyperlink there, I'm clicking on it right now so I can talk to you about it. So this is for the COVID-19 stuff. So they have all the red to green systems. If you have questions about that, it just gives you a one place to go for the downtown businesses, all the COVID safe practices, a webinar. So a lot of webinars were recorded this past year. We had New Mexico Main Street Revitalization Specials work one-on-one with property owners and businesses in our district to develop Facebook pages, social media pages, and websites. And so we also have the New Mexico Main Street Advisor Group. And this is something that you can get that's on our homepage. And it's sessions with experts from all over the state. You know, you have a question, they'll answer your question for you. So you get a one-on-one, virtual one-on-one with them. And that's free. All these services are free. So if you go to this, and you'll see webinars. So some of the webinars that we did are on here. How to reposition your organization, bricks and mortars, alternatives to customer relationships. There's a lot of great webinars on here that are recorded. And then marketing tips, lots of marketing tips and other tools that you can use. So our website really is a great place to go to see all these kind of resources that can help you in your trying times that we're in right now. And we're here to help you. So if you need help, reach out to us. We'll connect you. If I don't know, we'll connect you to the right people who do know and who can help you.
That's awesome. And what is the vacancy survey?
Well, the vacancy survey is something that we started doing a number of years ago. Linda Amon-Smith is on our Economic Vitality Committee. We have four committees that are all volunteer and get a lot of this these projects done. I don't do it all by myself. We do everything with volunteers. And so we do that every year in the fall. So we're comparing apples to apples. So every October, we basically survey all the commercial properties in the downtown district to see how many empty buildings we actually have or open spots. It's been going for about 3 years at 10%. And we just did it this last fall, and we're at 11%. So it's not as grim as some people might think. Some businesses have chosen because of different health reasons to stay closed, but our vacancy rate is only 11%, and that's actually pretty amazing. A lot of downtowns deal with much higher vacancy rates than what we have, and you actually want to have some vacancies so people can move in. So we feel very confident in that vacancy rate. We're not afraid of that vacancy rate. And again, we do it every year so we can compare. So now part of that will also be our lease rate survey with the merchants. So we can have that up and going too. So there is luckily room to come downtown, but we're not at all empty. And that's a good thing.
Certainly is. And it's nice to have a vibrant downtown and one that's continuing to become more and more vibrant as the days go by. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we part ways today?
Yep. Just again, a reminder, we're going to be in this coronavirus thing for a while. Even if you have your shots, please wear your mask. You can still shed virus. The best way to keep our downtown vibrant and keep our town vibrant and our county vibrant is to support local businesses, whether they're downtown or anywhere in Grant County. Please spend your money in town and not online. And when you're going outdoors, please be respectful of others and wear a mask to protect yourself, but more importantly, to protect the people around you and remain and do your social distancing. So please shop small, wear your mask, practice social distancing, and spend your money local. It goes over in our community four times when you spend your money local. So love local. That's what we always want to promote.
These are all just facts that cannot be overstated. They're so true. And I hope that our downtown really does continue to grow. Thank you so much for joining us today, Charmaine.
Marcus, thank you so much for the opportunity. Really appreciate it. And you have a great day.
Always a pleasure. I'll talk to you next week.
All righty. Bye-bye.